For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, we're the Rob and Holly Show. I'm Rob Stone, and I stand up for Linda Lee, my former co-host who lost her battle to lung cancer back in 2017.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Okay, we are moving in the right direction. Thank you so much to the Score audience. We are over $157,000 raised right now. $157,000. 100% of your donations are going to go to cancer research, specifically Brain Up, Stand Up to Cancer. And we have a bunch of donations. We have Crane Kenny and Jed Hoyer still have to match their $20,000. Our good friend Russ Armstrong has put up $10,000 for this hour.
Incredible.
So we've got about 25 more minutes in a triple match situation, which means you donate $5, it becomes $15. $100, it becomes $300. That's because Russ Armstrong, the Chicago Window guy, his father passed away from prostate cancer, and he wanted to support this cause. And this is going to be basically why this money is being well spent and donated for a good cause. We were going to do this separately, but we were going to just do it together. And this is a lot of brain power in this room.
Literally.
Dr. Amy Heimberger.
Hello.
Hi. And Dr. Roger Stoop.
Hello.
Hello. I will read your bios here because, speaks, these people are very smart, okay? Mm-hmm. Dr. Heimberger, a neurosurgeon, the scientific director of the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute. Prior to coming to Northwestern, she was at MD Anderson for 18 years. She is also on the National Cancer Advisory Board, which is a position that comes via presidential appointment. Basically, in my language, she's one of the few doctors who advises the federal government on where and how to allocate federal dollars. She has over 200 publications pertaining to her work in immunology of brain cancer. I get that about right, Dr. Heimberger?
Yes, you did a great job.
Okay, and now this one is very personal to my family. Dr. Roger Stoop is the co-director of the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute, the Associate Director for Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center. For glioblastoma, the standard of care is the Stoop protocol. So if you get diagnosed with glioblastoma, which is what my brother had, anywhere in the world, first thing they're going to do is the treatment that this man pioneered. But you are also my brother Brad's doctor. So Dr. Stoop, on behalf of Jen and Jack and Katie and my whole family, I'm going to try not to get too emotional. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the trust. We do that in Brad's memory. We'll never forget him, whole family, how he's been working with us, fighting with us. And even though ultimately not successful as we would have loved to be, but with some successes along the line.
Dr. Stoop, what was it like to treat Brad Parkins? We as a radio show, we as a listenership, got to know him a little. It's a hell of a sense of humor on that man all the way through, right?
It was absolutely unique. Him, the family, the support, the way that we could address things and still be cheerful, even when things don't look bright. And I think that's the art of taking care of cancer. We not only treat cancer, we take care of cancer. And with that, the whole family. And it's always a fine balance. Live with it. Continue your life as much as you can. And I know he was continuing to work as long as he could.
Continue to work. He wanted his life to be as normal as possible for his kids. And he was I'm going to see Stoop. Going to see the Stooper. I was like, it's Dr. Stoop. It's the Stoop protocol. I don't know if anyone ever called you Stoop before in his big baritone voice, but that was how he referred to you, at least in our world.
Okay. He didn't dare saying that.
Okay.
I think you're embarrassing him a little bit. I see a little blush here.
A little blush. If I made Dr. Stoop blush, it's a win for this entire thing.
Dr. Amy.
Yes. Oh, now you're going to try to make me.
I am.
But okay, so Dr. Heimberger, we'll start with you. You guys have both worked with Brain Up. You treat rare, difficult brain cancers. Why is Brain Up a worthy cause, and why does research matter?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of cancers. There's lung cancers, there's prostate cancer, there's breast cancer. And there's a lot of patients that are afflicted with those particular cancers. The problem with brain cancer is it impacts people at the prime of their life, when they have kids, when they're really trying to excel in their careers. It strikes them down, can change them fundamentally as a person, depending on the location of where that tumor is at. It's really important to understand that this is, I don't want to say a rare cancer, but it's not as well represented on many levels compared to things like prostate, breast, or lung. So you have lots of folks that are impacted by those cancers, fewer with glioblastoma or brain cancers. And because of that, there's not as much research and there's not as much therapeutic development for these patients. And so this is a real problem, because Roger is challenged not only with having a paucity of drugs, but additionally, new drugs are not an area where typically pharma wants to develop in the indication of brain cancer for a variety of reasons. There's just not a lot of patients. They can't get a return of their investment when they do that kind of drug development. So philanthropy is absolutely crucial and imperative to try to drive new therapeutics and new strategies to help these patients that really don't have a lot of great options. Even though we all are very pleased about soup regimen, I'm sure Roger will be the first person who would actually say, we must do better with our patients. And so research powers innovation and new concepts and new therapeutics and new ways of delivering those therapeutics.
So we're sitting here having heard stories for a while now from Danny on this show about Brad and about glioblastoma. And then from our video producer, Connor, about his lovely late daughter's brain cancer. From Ian Happ about his father and brain cancer.
Glioblastoma, DIPG was Connor's daughter, yeah.
Thank you. And it, as you're talking about the need for philanthropy, here we are asking for dollars, asking for people to donate. And when there is enough donation, when there is enough science, what are we able to do, Dr. Stoop? Are we able to see a month added? Are we able to see some months added for people's lives to experience their family members more? What are we able to see?
So I think there's a misconception of the months added. That's an average. That's as good as 60% chance of rain. What are you going to do with that? Either it rains or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Same here. That's the average. Out of these are some who gain a few years, some occasionally even decades. Mm. We know we can do better. That's why Amy and myself, we team up. We put our heads together. What can we do to overcome? And if you look back for our careers, especially mine, when I started, majority of patients were gone within 12 months. Now, if I treat the right patients, which have the right molecular makeup, with the right treatments specific for that, I can get up to 50-60% alive at 2 years. It's still not 100%, and it's still 2 years, and I'm not talking yet about 10 years, but that's significant. Even in the first work we did in the early 2000s, it was on average 2.5 months, but on the population who we treated, it translated one chance in 10 to be alive at 2 years, or one chance in four. And with the right molecular workup, it was one chance in two. So just to give you a little bit an idea.
And so, I mean, Dr. Stoop, it's the Stoop protocol. Do you both, this is, as I understand it, the blood-brain barrier, the brain is complicated. You can't operate on everything. You can't reach every place. You can't get it all. Where do you see optimism in this? Because when you get a glioblastoma diagnosis and you read about it, it is, I mean, I want both of you to answer this, because people want to hear some form of hope in this when they donate for research.
So, I heard some right there, I got to say. I even heard some there. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, an extra year with my mother or with anybody mm-hmm. who you've lost is a powerful thing to
even
consider.
A week or two. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'd like to answer that question.
Please.
Because there's two key strategies that I think are really going to push forward survival. First of all, there, you mentioned specifically blood-brain barrier, and that's the case from any kind of disease in the brain. Even things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, all of these are limited by the blood-brain barrier. And what that means is it's a way for the brain to sort of block any kind of drug that you give a patient from actually penetrating at a high concentration. There are now ways to open the blood-brain barrier. There's both mechanical devices that do it and pharmacological strategies that are now being developed to open that blood-brain barrier. I've already mentioned the fact that many of the drugs that are developed don't have good blood-brain barrier penetration. So even though there's many drugs for other kinds of cancers, we're very limited to the Stupp regimen, which is the temozolomide and the radiation. When you open the blood-brain barrier, drugs that normally couldn't penetrate or work against cancer now can. And so Northwestern is really a key leader in driving that. And I know Roger's going to blush and get a little embarrassed by the fact that I'm citing his new work with Adam Sonnabend, who's one of our neurosurgeons, is opening that blood-brain barrier so many of those drugs that normally we couldn't use or would be beneficial are actually effective. The second thing that I'm optimistic and really think we need to really focus on, a lot of cancers have immunotherapy. Many people have been treated with immunotherapy successfully, but not necessarily the vast majority of glioblastoma or brain cancer patients. That was the first generation of immune therapies. There's now a new generation of immunotherapies that are very different than the ones that everyone's familiar with, those antibodies that are getting ready to come online. And they can actually change the way the immune system recognizes that cancer. And so those are the two kinds of key strategies I'm most excited about moving forward. I don't know if Roger shares in those as far as future prospects, but those are the ones dear to my heart. So
I would fully agree. Now, there is many others, but let me stay a moment on the immunotherapy. Why is the immunotherapy in theory so powerful? We need something that the own immune system gets control of cancer, because also brain cancer is a disseminated disease that affects all of your brain. So, of course, we need the neurosurgeons, but the best neurosurgeons cannot take it all out.
And we've got one of the best neurosurgeons in the world.
Absolutely.
Right here.
Yeah. But that's why we need to partner.
Thank you. I think
that's the one lesson we have learned. Yes, you partner, you work as teams rather than individuals. Second, can we modify the immunotherapy, an immune system in a way that it can control the cancer? It doesn't even have to kill it. Just keep it under control, similar to what we have with vaccines, etc. Let me give backtrack. We talked about a lot of cancers. Another long-time deadly cancer is melanoma, skin cancer from sun exposure. Nothing worked. They all had brain metastases. They had metastases everywhere else. I was surrounded of a team of top-notch melanoma researchers. And one trial after the other was negative. They, to some point, even got me tired of it. And we changed this, we changed that. But they knew that immunotherapy is the right thing. And then 25 years later or 30 years later, we got it right. Now, we don't want to wait another 30 years for our brain cancer with your help. But in principle, it takes a while to persist, to perseverate, to bring it into the clinic, to work from the bench to the bedside and back, to learn from each patient we treat.
And that's why I think in talking to both of you, you support and like what Brain Up does, because not only do we raise money for clinical trials, but we also basic science, because that could make an impact on any sort of neurological disease.
Correct. So even though pharma does do drug development, there is intrinsic investigator-initiated drugs or agents or biologicals, therapeutics, that they develop. Now, that takes tremendous funding. I can't even begin to sort of emphasize, when it's developed in a pharmaceutical company, they can go to venture capital, they can get the funds in, et cetera. And certainly if they're a big company, they already have a lot of intrinsic funding. In the case of brain cancer, as we've mentioned, pharma doesn't necessarily always want to invest in brain cancer, which is unfortunate because there's other cancers that are just more patients. But with brain cancer, there are strategies that have been developed in institutions, at hospitals, et cetera. And those take time and effort and money.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
And so when you go from bench to bedside, which Roger was already alluding to, that is a time-consuming process. And it's not just a matter of you run an experiment in a mouse and then it's ready to go into a human patient. That's not what we are allowed to do. We have to make sure that what we're doing is safe and that it's effective and it's reproducible, et cetera, before we even move that into a patient. And so although sometimes people hear about a big, you know, scientific finding in the literature, it may get reported in the press, they've done it in mice, it sounds terrific, the lag. And what people ask us all the time, why is there this lag? You did something in the lab. We heard about it. Mm-hmm. Why is it not yet in patients? And part of that is all of these other little things that have to happen between that initial discovery to actually starting that clinical trial in the patient. And if you're doing it as an investigator at your institution and not necessarily in partnership with pharma, or they're not driving the initiative, then you have to go to philanthropy and try to find ways to actually fund those kinds of initiatives.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, to hear world-renowned neurosurgeon, world-renowned oncologists, you know, advocating for this cause, advocating for BrainUp. I'm so honored to sit on the board of directors in honor of my brother Brad. Triple match still available, folks. Text CURE 24 to 41444. CubsForACure.com.
Yeah, we're in the triple match zone thanks to Jed Hoyer and Crane Kenny.
And Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, who is a Cubs season ticket holder.
Amazing.
I don't even know what, I mean, you guys, I've talked to both of you off air so many times now, but it's just, you're so smart, you're so passionate, you're so committed. And so I love that you guys have some optimism. And Dr. Stupak, I mean, Brad did the surgery, he did Optune. I mean, he made it 34 months and 5 days, and he credits the treatment that you gave him and the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute so much. So, you know, it's a brutal diagnosis, but just thank you.
And it's 3 years.
You made it almost 3 years.
Incredible.
Yeah, and that's a success story. It's kind of amazing. Thank you both so much for being here and coming in studio. You are the best at what you do. So the fact that you took time out of your busy schedule to come in here with us, it means the absolute world. So thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for educating us. And thanks, Danny, for bringing this world to a lot of SCORE people, you know, and a lot of wisdom being gained, a lot of profound stories getting heard, and a lot of money coming from the pockets of our dear, sweet listeners.
Over 167,000. So we've made that much money just since you guys have even been in studio here. So again, these are some of the best in the world. Dr. Amy Heimberger, Dr. Roger Stoop, saying the money you're spending today, you're donating today, is going to a worthy, worthy cause. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon continues after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Andy Dane from WBBM News Radio. I stand up for Willis Dane, who we lost to liver cancer earlier this year. We miss you, Peepaw.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
This is not Parkins and Spiegel. This is the 670 The Score Radiothon. In the slot where Parkins and Spiegel once was, an incredible thing that our boy Danny Parkins has been pulling off all day, and he's got a long way to go broadcasting for 24 hours. But you, the listeners, you, the mob, donating as you have been is life's blood. You can text CURE24 to 41444. You can go online to CubsForACure.com and learn all about what we're doing, if it's any surprise at all. That was an incredible segment, learning all about brain cancer and why this philanthropy that you, the listeners, are doing and why what you're doing, Danny, is so important. That was great stuff.
Yeah, it was incredible. Dr. Stoop, my brother's oncologist, Dr. Amy Heimberger, literally presidential appointment. She advises the federal government on how to allocate all cancer research dollars. And just got a pretty big surprise that I think is going to come in around 5 o'clock. But joining us now, support people who support us whenever we call and ask him for something. He says yes and then exceeds our expectations. Our friend David Hochberg.
Hey, bud. Congrats.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell of a way to go out.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You give hope to guys that look like us that we could possibly have a career on TV. So it's
that's how good the takes are.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's how good the takes are. So why don't you tell people here what you are giving away if people make $2,000 donations at 773-388-8270.
So the first, we have six pairs. I'm going, and one of your guys, since you're going to be, you know, big time out in New York.
Shane and Tanny are going to go, and okay, one pair is already spoken for. So we got five left.
Five left. So Sunday, the Wild game.
November 10th.
November 10th at 6 o'clock. Team Hochberg Suite at the United Center for the Blackhawks Wild game. The Bears play early, so you won't have to worry about that. At least it's scheduled now for an early game. Food, drink, dessert cart, everything's on us. We're donating the suite. We sell six, we raise 12 grand.
That's right. And so we're already – and it's even better because also there's dollar-for-dollar matches this hour. So you get the tax-deductible donation, you get the suite – to the Hawks game, you get to hang with Hochberg and Channy and Shane, and you get your money doubled.
Yeah,
so $2,000 actually will become $4,000 for cancer research.
I was gonna say, are we still within the hour?
I think we got like five more minutes of the triple match with Crane and Jed. Yeah,
with the hot president on president action that we had last hour with the Cubs presidents. But Hochberg, look at you, man! What a beautiful gesture.
So wait a minute, if we deal six, that's 12 grand turns into 24.
Correct.
And out of my relationship and my love for you and your family, I'm going to donate personally David Hochberg, the family of David, $5,000 on top of that.
Oh, come on.
So we're going to have the Kennys dip into his pocket, okay, for some loose change, Mr. Kenny. Okay, so we're going to tap into that.
This is an opportunity for you, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anytime I could tap into the pockets of Crane Kenny and the big shots over at the Cubs, let's tap them out.
Hey, he's going to be in the dunk tank. That's going to raise six figures by himself. And he put up some money. Him and Jed put up $20,000. Yeah. So that's amazing.
Crane in the dunk tank, by the way. Theo is going to bid $500,000.
That's good. Very, very well done.
All right, so let's move that suite. 773-388-8270. $5,000. Super generous.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
Listen, for what you and your this show has done for me and my team, especially during the past 30 months where it's been extremely challenging with the rates being where they are, you guys have been there for me, Shane and Tanny. You know, Tanny, I did his loan, I think, 12 years ago when he moved into his plate.
Wow.
You know, Shane and I know Shane from across the street. First day that you were here, I get a call from Mitch. Hey, I got this new kid coming in. I swear to God. You know, I want you to have lunch. I'm like, who are we having lunch with? It's guy I'm bringing in from Kansas City. He's special. I said, what do you mean he's special? He's like, kid's got chops. He's going to be big time. And I think it would be good for you to, I swear to God.
I remember the lunch.
Emma's, right downstairs.
Yep.
And he's like, this kid's going to be something, and I want you to meet him. And we hit it off right away.
Yeah.
I gave you some tips on your credit, and a lot of tips on your credit. And we got your credit to where it is, and your beautiful wife. You know, you're looking here, you're looking there. We were writing pre-approval letters like at 7, 8, 9, 12 o'clock at night. Hey, can you give me another one? Like, yeah, would you buy a freaking house already?
So yeah, no, you helped me out in a big way. And
you going to help him sell the one now?
Well, that's not. He's not going to have any problem selling that. We're going to help him finance the place out east whenever he finds a shack out there. And it's a great. I learned this from my buddy Joe Hogel. May he rest in peace. Joe Hogel used to tell me, Mega Pros Joe, that he loved me all the time, and I always thought that was weird. But now I lost Joe about. Everybody lost Joe about 2 years ago, and now I tell people I love him all the time. And personally, and I'm a man, I'm 57, I don't really care. I love both of you guys, love the guys over there, I love everybody here. What you're doing is phenomenal, right? And may your brother's memory be a blessing. And what you did in Austin for the food bank and all the schlepping
which
around.
Which opened this week, man.
Phenomenal.
It had a reopening this week, Austin Harvest.
Phenomenal. So what you did for the residents in that community that didn't have any food to go to a grocery store what you did then, and you called me and you're like, hey, I don't know, man, this is a big deal. I don't know if we're going to make it. What do you think? I'm like, dude, you're Danny freaking Parkins.
That's why he deserves the G-Wagon that they give everybody at Fox Sports 1.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
That's why he deserves
that. Let's move this suite. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. 5,000 from Team Hochberg. If you need any help with the mortgage or refinance, that's the man that you call. Support people who support us. That's what we like to say around here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, David.
You won't need any luck in New York. Take care, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Okay, so we have now hit the match from Crane and Jay. We are at 190,000, Speaks.
There we go.
We can do it by the end of the hour, get over 200 grand. We absolutely can do that. And joining us now from the Cubs is Jim Deshays with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. JD, we are at 190,000 for cancer research and counting, my friend. How are you today?
I'm great. You guys are doing great work. It's wonderful stuff you're doing. I'm fine. You guys doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine, man. Like, I'm done soon. Danny goes until, 10 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, till 10 a.m. I've been on since 10. So, yeah. I'm 6.5 hours into a 24-hour shift. This is light work so far, JD. But Saturday's going to be a special day at the ballpark, bringing the stand-up to cancer moment to Wrigley. First time not at an All-Star game or a World Series. I know cancer has impacted your life very personally and in a big way. So who are you standing for?
There's many, which is weird. In anticipation of talking with you guys, I started thinking, and this cancer thing, it's like you don't realize how much impact it's had on your life until you start to reflect on all the people over the many years that it's impacted. But for me, I've got aunts and uncles, my father-in-law at a young age, 67 when he passed away, grandfather, my brother-in-law, Dan, 2 years ago at the age of 52, died from a very rare form of genetic kidney cancer. And it was just devastating. He was diagnosed, passed away, I think, within 6 years of his diagnosis. And that's kind of, he outlived what most people do with that particular cancer. Three still young girls at home, high school, college age girls. Racked their family. Just brutal. So I'll be standing up for Dan Griffin, my brother-in-law, and my sister Sharon. And another one was an old teammate of mine from college, Mike Fennell, who we signed together. We played pro ball together in the Yankee organization our first year. And Mike was diagnosed in his late 30s with non-smoker's lung cancer and passed away at the age of 40, 41, something like that. So, yeah, it's just brutal. It's like, when you think about it, it's like getting carpet bombed by this disease.
Yeah, I mean, that is a list that is way too long, right? I mean, what do you think about the idea of this event coming to Wrigley Field on Saturday? I mean, that's not something that it's never happened at a local game before.
No, it has not. And I think it's wonderful. I think all the work that's being done to raise awareness, to raise money, obviously, most importantly, it's going to be a beautiful thing at the ballpark that day, and I'm so glad that I can play a very small part in it.
JD, we're wearing these shirts, these Cubs for a Cure t-shirts, and if any of the listeners have seen it on Twitch or on YouTube or in any of the social shares, you can get this t-shirt if you purchase a ticket to the game on Saturday through the Cubs for a Cure special ticket offer. So you get the special edition t-shirt that's handed out on a first-come, first-served basis. So hopefully this Saturday it's swimming with this shade of blue in addition to all the other blue that it's usually swimming in, man.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it will be. I think people are going to step up in a big way. I don't know. I don't know what the target is, fellas. What's the goal ultimately this weekend?
$1 million.
A million. Just $1 million. Yeah, $1 million.
Just,
you'll get there. It'll get there.
Yeah, just a portion of your salary, you know, is what we're thinking.
Listen, JD, thank you so much for taking a few minutes on the off day to come in and or call in and tell your personal stories here. It means a lot, and people can donate. And, you know, we're at CubsForACure.com, when you make your donation, you can write a little note or a memo to who it's for. There's going to be something that people can sign at Gallagher Way before the game. So if you've been inspired by JD's story, just write JD in there, and we'll know that you were donating, because you heard the great Cubs color analyst talking to us about it. So thank you so much. It makes a difference, and we'll see you at the ballpark on Saturday, all right?
All right, guys. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Jim.
You so much. That's Jim DeShays from the Chicago Cubs.
An absolutely great guy. And if that brother-in-law is indeed the brother of his wife, it's even more heartbreaking. She's a lovely person, a great couple. Look at all these people from Cubs land stepping up. And shout out to the Twitch mob for talking about these T-shirts, just as I needed to know about these T-shirts.
All right, so here's what we are going to do.
What are we doing, Danny?
Well, because we got some matches to hit, okay? We got some matches to hit. The player meet and greets with Ian Happ, it went off. So thank you very much. Here's what we're going to do to move these player meet and greets. It's 4 tickets to a game next year. You get to be on the field pregame. You get to meet the player. You get a picture and an autographed item. But these are not flying off the shelf like I thought they were going to. So Mitch Rosen has been kind enough to say, if these go in the next hour,
okay,
we're going to throw in a booth visit with Pat and Ron. So pregame, yeah, you get to meet,
come on,
the player, and then you get to come out. And then you get to be in the booth with the Hall of Famer.
It's so cool.
So these are $2,500.
$2,500, the meet and greet, good tickets, and pictures with Pat and Ron. You get to see the booth.
And I got to say, Pat is the Hall of Famer, but Coom is the host with the most.
So this, we were
in that booth.
This is now, I disagree with this. This decision is being made over my, that is not enough money for this experience.
You're losing power by the moment.
I know. So Michael Bush, Justin Steele, P. Crow Armstrong, Nico Horner, Shota Imanaga. You could, as you call in, say, hey, is Shota available? Hey, is Nico available? PCA, who's available? 773-388-8270. But no matter what player you get, Shota, Bush, Steele, PCA, and Nico, and it's first come, first serve, all of you get Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer and a picture in that booth as well.
Amazing.
That, those need to fly in the next hour. That I will take it as a personal offense if they don't. 773-388-8270.
You call that number, you talk to them, they'll tell you exactly what you're getting, and it's incredibly clear for these big ticket items.
All for cancer research. Rick Sutcliffe now with us on Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Sut, thank you so much for the time. We are at, let me just get an update, we're at $193,000 raised, and we're only 6.5 hours into this thing, my friend. All for cancer research. Who will you be standing for Saturday at Wrigley?
You know, I was ringing the bell about 2 hours ago for our buddy Rhino. Yeah, just thrilled for that. You know, and I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you for all that you do, everything that goes into this. I know a lot about what John Chambi, what Boog does for ALS. And I know the time. I know just how much work goes into that and all the favors you got to pull from people. And I know that you guys are doing exactly the same thing. And I just want to applaud you to begin with.
Sut? Yeah. I've called in a lot of favors in the last 6 months or so. That is maybe, I don't know if any more accurate words. There maybe are more inspiring words. Rhino announcing that he's cancer free. It's going to be tough to top that in terms of inspiring, but in terms of true words, I'm not sure anyone just topped what Rick Sutcliffe said.
But I mean, just in case, it is drive time here, and Sut, I mean, what Rhino shared today live on the air, and the emotion and the genuine, you know, the way that he's feeling about it, now diagnosed cancer free, just like an hour and a half before he was sitting in here. How do you feel for him as a friend, as a teammate?
You know, and that's a great word right there. I feel so blessed to have joined him as a teammate on a team called Cancer Survivors. I'll be honest with you. You guys know that
that I have been through it. You know, I've got another Mohs surgery to remove some skin cancer set up for a week from today. Wow. You know, you guys, it's kind of funny. You know, Danny, you know, 7.5 years you spent there. I spent 7.5 years in Chicago as well. And as a lot of people know, it changed both of our lives. The difference was you spent it indoors and I spent it outdoors before we knew anything about sunscreen. So, you know, my diagnosis to begin with the colorectal cancer was treatable. Yes, I had to go through chemo radiation. I got blessed that I did not have to have a colostomy bag the rest of my life. I was there day one when Rhino got the diagnosis, and it wasn't near as promising as what I was told mine was. So the fact that he was able to ring that bell today, and just the fact that, you know, knowing where he came from and what they told him to begin with, and he had symptoms already. And that was kind of the blessing in my part, was that I had no symptoms. Mine was just I went in for a routine colonoscopy to get it done. And they said, wait a minute, you got a problem here. And that's when all of a sudden everything started happening there. Rhino had a lot of issues to deal with right there. And, you know, I think about some, I was laughing as I chatted with him earlier today about ringing the bell years ago. I did a movie called Ring the Bell. I had a small part in it. But the guy that I did it with was Ben Zobrist. And, you know, ringing the bell today means a lot more to me than it did back then when we were a little part of that movie.
That is beautiful, Sut. Thank you so much for taking some time and calling in. The Nico Horner meet and greet is off the shelf. So that's $2,500. It's available. Justin Steele, Pete Crow Armstrong, Michael Bush, Shota Imanaga, Crane Kenny has donated. Jed Hoyer has donated. We are going rapidly towards $200,000. The Blackhawk suite is available. The Myrtle Beach vacation is still available at 773-388-8270. There is a Cubs suite available. Justin Steele off the board. The Justin Steele meet and greet with the Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. So now, wow, Bush and Shota and PCA all still available. Sut, thank you so much for lending your voice and your story.
How about this real quick? What is it, September 6, 7, 8? We got the Hall of Fame thing with Woody and Aramis Ramirez on the 8th. I wouldn't be able to do it after that game. How about a post-game meeting at Murphy's on either the 6th or the 7th? Let's make it for four. I don't know. We could make it six people if we had to. Maybe up on the rooftop and all the history and stories of the things that go with that. If you guys want to put together a little package for that, let's say four tickets to the game either on the 6th or the 7th, and a rooftop meeting with me and Murphy and at Murphy's with, you know, everybody. You know, who knows who will show up over there? You guys know how that can be. And the Yankees are in town, by the way. And I got a lot of friends over there. So
what do we think? We think $4,000? I mean, six people, Sut, Murphy's.
I go $5,000
after. And so you're saying
you're talking about a post game hang after a Cubs Yankees game at Murphy's bleachers across the street
with Rick Sutcliffe in the private room at Murphy's. That's what you're saying, and you'll give him tickets to the game.
Oh, we got the private apartment upstairs. Yeah. There's a lot of people. I mean, Michael Jordan knows about that place. So yeah.
Okay.
It'd be a great time, a lot of history, and of course they'll probably be, you know, we'll stay hydrated. I can promise you that.
and he's picking up. Okay, a bar tab with Rick Sutcliffe for four people at Murphy's
with tickets to the game. Cubs Yankees.
Sixth or seventh. That's $5,000.
One of the games, the 6th or the 7th, and then the post-game show afterwards.
And remember, when you're in the stands there, you can personally try to woo Juan Soto for next season. You can do that yourself.
All right, let's make that one they've just got to call the score right now.
Wow.
Right? So we got to call our line so that you can do it, or can they fund that over there?
No, the Cubs have it. You can do the regular
one. Oh, they can do that. Okay, great. Thank you. 7-7. Thank you, Sut. That's so generous.
That's incredible,
Rick Sutcliffe. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for everything you're doing, too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Okay, got to add that. Is that gone already? It should be gone. 773-388-8270. Private room at Murphy's, the after party spot, Cubs-Yankees, Rick Sutcliffe. He'll get you tickets to the game. And if I know Sut, everyone goes to his after parties.
Oh, yeah, man. And
that's where the hangs were during the playoff run after games.
Dude, that place, after the Cubs beat the Dodgers to go to the World Series in 2016, I was fortunate enough to be up there, and that's...
And then I met Buck.
That's where that happened. I mean, you don't know who you're going to meet up there, people. $5,000. That's nothing.
Okay, and now so we got a PCA and a show to meet and greet with a Pat Hughes meet and greet also attached to it. So we got two left. We got a benchmark to go. We got dollar-for-dollar matches. There's a surprise at 5 o'clock. Let's get some momentum here, Mom.
Beers and stories with Sutcliffe on top of Murphy's after Cubs-Yankees.
5,000 feels low. I'll be offended if that is around after this commercial break. Cubs for a Cure on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Brandon Fryer from The Score. I stand up for my grandma who lost her fight to breast cancer in 1998.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Okay, the Rick Sutcliffe party after Cubs-Yankees.
The impromptu Murphy's package.
Is gone. Is gone. And
as it should be. That's awesome.
And all of the player meet and greets are now gone. Pat Hughes apparently is the thing that moves the needle around here, which means we crushed Russ Armstrong's $10,000 match. So thank you to the Chicago Window guys. Support people who support us.
Very good, Mob. Thank you.
Anytime we ask for something, Russ comes in, which means, Spiegs, our total is now over $225,000.
Now we're getting somewhere, man.
Text CURE24 to 41444. We need to keep this momentum going. Hey, that Cubs suite is still available. The Myrtle Beach vacation.
Yeah.
That's Oceanfront Resort, airline tickets, resort credit. That's only $5,000, and you get your donation doubled, and it's a tax deductible, and it goes 100% to cancer research. We also passed over 1,000 total donors. That was the biggest hour by far. So thank you so much. But we got to beat it in the 5 o'clock hour, and I got texted with something in the last 30 minutes that is going to kick off this hour that is going to maybe be our biggest surprise yet.
There's also a really cool music package next hour, and I can tell you that the guy that you're surprised is a big music lover.
So that is coming up. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score. For a Cure on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Brandon Fryer from The Score. I stand up for my grandma who lost her fight to breast cancer in 1998.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Okay, the Rick Sutcliffe party after Cubs-Yankees.
The impromptu Murphy's package.
Is gone. Is gone. And
as it should be. That's awesome.
And all of the player meet and greets are now gone. Pat Hughes apparently is the thing that moves the needle around here, which means we crushed Russ Armstrong's $10,000 match. So thank you to the Chicago Window guys. Support people who support us.
Very good, Mob. Thank you.
Anytime we ask for something, Russ comes in, which means, Spiegs, our total is now over $225,000.
Now we're getting somewhere, man.
Text CURE24 to 41444. We need to keep this momentum going. Hey, that Cubs suite is still available. The Myrtle Beach vacation.
Yeah.
That's Oceanfront Resort, airline tickets, resort credit. That's only $5,000, and you get your donation doubled, and it's a tax deductible, and it goes 100% to cancer research. We also passed over 1,000 total donors. That was the biggest hour by far. So thank you so much. But we got to beat it in the 5 o'clock hour, and I got texted with something in the last 30 minutes that is going to kick off this hour that is going to maybe be our biggest surprise yet.
There's also a really cool music package next hour, and I can tell you that the guy that you're surprised is a big music lover.
So that is coming up. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.